This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma reports on the ceasefire talks in the Middle East.
Egypt's state-owned El Gahira news satellite channel says officials from Hamas have left Cairo after talks with Egyptian officials on a new ceasefire proposal in Gaza. The channel, which has close ties with the Egyptian security agencies, adds a Hamas delegation will return to Cairo with a written response to the ceasefire proposal without saying when. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to visit Israel on his latest trip to the region, which began Monday in Saudi Arabia. Blinken says Israel needs to do more to allow aid to enter Gaza, but that the best way to alleviate the humanitarian crisis is for the two sides to agree a ceasefire. I'm Charles Iledesma.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a U.S.-led plan to bring more aid into Gaza that will cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
A U.S. Navy ship and several Army vessels are helping build out an offshore platform that will bring more aid into the besieged Gaza Strip. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says the cost of at least $320 million includes the transportation of equipment and pier sections from the United States to the coast of Gaza, as well as construction and aid delivery operations. U.S. and Israeli officials say they hope to have the floating pier in place, the causeway attached to the shore, and operations underway by early May. Donna Warder, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken with the United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas officials are in Egypt to discuss the new proposal. Ahead of a visit to Israel this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept the deal. This is VOA News. During a visit to Kyiv Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that help is on the way to boost Ukraine's war effort against Russia and that allies are working hard to meet Ukraine's urgent needs.
And I have been clear that if allies face a choice between meeting NATO capability targets or supporting Ukraine, they should support Ukraine.
At a news conference alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Stoltenberg said despite Ukraine's losses, it was not too late for the country to win its defensive war against Russia as long as more weapons arrive there fast. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Mexican counterpart, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, spoke Sunday about cooperating on migration policy. Conversation came as Biden continues to consider whether to take executive action that could crack down on the number of migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. The joint statement from the two men says the call centered on their joint efforts to effectively manage migration and strengthen operational efficiency on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Mexican leader said the two countries had made progress in controlling unauthorized migration. The number of migrants illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border has dropped since December as Mexico stepped up its enforcement efforts. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports 8 officers have been wounded, 4 fatally, while serving a warrant in Charlotte.
4 police officers serving a warrant for a felon wanted for possessing a firearm were killed, and 4 other officers were wounded in a shootout at a North Carolina home. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings said some of the officers who rushed to the Charlotte neighborhood to rescue the first wave of downed officers were wounded as a second shooter began firing on them after they killed the wanted man.
Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
The U.S. Marshals Service confirmed one of its agents was killed. 2 North Carolina correction officers were killed. So was a Charlotte Mecklenburg officer. A woman and a 17-year-old male were found in the home after the standoff. I'm Norman Hall.
Scotland's First Minister Hamza Yousaf has resigned. It triggers a leadership contest as a governor. We're governing Scottish National Party seeks to heal internal divisions and strengthen its position ahead of UK-wide parliamentary elections expected later in the year. Yousaf's pro-independence party has been weakened by a campaign finance scandal and divisions over transgender rights. He was brought down by his decision to oust the Green Party from his governing coalition because of differences over climate change goals. I'm Tommy.